When Hollywood revives a classic TV show, they're liable to update the clothes, the characters, and the plots. The $6 Million Man is updating the title. $6 million just doesn't sound as impressive as it did back in the 1970s, so the new movie version is the $6 Billion Man. Robert Smith from NPR's Planet Money team thinks they got the math wrong.
Come on, $6 billion? It is hard to think of anything that gets 1,000 times more expensive, even over 40 years, even in science fiction. Because basically, we live in an age of low inflation. Prices for goods are barely going up, maybe 1 or 2% a year lately. So what makes the $6 million man so special? Let's recap. As the TV used to tell us every week back in the 70s, there's this astronaut, and he gets in this terrible accident.
Flight calm, I can't hold it, she's breaking up, she's breaking up.
Steve Austin, a man barely alive. Enter the creepy government agent.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
So Steve Austin gets his robotic arm, robotic legs, new eyeball. We assume his insurance company gets the $6 million bill, and he fights bad guys with his awesome bionic powers. I was a huge fan. So was a young professor of economics, Anwar Sheikh.
I'm naturally inclined to techie kind of things, even if they are terrible, and I did watch that TV series.
Professor Sheikh now teaches at the New School, studies inflation, and we asked him, how much should the $6 million man cost today? And the answer, he says, depends on how you classify Steve Austin. Now, you could think of him as a piece of technology, right? A running, jumping gadget. And those prices have dropped radically over the last 40 years.
So if you think of him as a product, the number comes down from $6 million to $12,000.
The $12,000 man?
Yeah, $12,000 man.
You know, the $12,000 man does not sound like an exciting movie to watch.
Exactly. I wouldn't pay. Popcorn costs more than that, so forget it. I'm not going.
But wait a minute. The technology may be cheaper, but what about the medical care? That bionic eye doesn't just pop in by itself. Perhaps the $6 million includes doctors, x-rays, private hospital room. Healthcare has a much higher inflation rate.
The annual salary of surgeons
has
gone up about 5.5 times since 1973. So that if you took the salary of surgeons as an index of the cost of the medical care component, you'd be back to a $33 million man.
$33 million. We could not find a calculation that would get us even close to a $6 billion man. And perhaps we should just ignore the hyperbole. Just go with the $6 billion. Assume that the new Steve Austin, to be played by Mark Wahlberg, by the way, is just 1,000 times more awesome. But I will say, back in the old days, a price tag used to mean something. In fact, when Steve Austin met another bionic man in the TV series, great episode, the first thing they did was to compare their bottom lines.
What did you cost?
$6 million.
Six. Seven.
Well, old inflation gets us all.
He's not kidding. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.